2ST with good times, great music. Time to catch up with Jamie Soward from the St. George Illawarra Dragons. For those that are on the Dragons website, dragons.com.au, you will see all the behind scenes of the Red V Army. And Jamie Soward has been announced in the side. Sowie, g'day, mate, and it must be great to be back in the first grade side.
Yeah, good morning, Adam. It's a relief. I think after the last couple of weeks, there's been a lot of speculation made about, you know, things going on at the club that aren't true, and I'm sick of defending myself, so it's nice to be out in the paddock and running around and come off the bench this sad day. It gives me an opportunity to come in and pick a team up.
Yeah, absolutely right, mate. I mean, playing the Tigers, they certainly had a good performance against our Parramatta, but if the Dragons start the same way that Parramatta started on Monday night, we'll shut the gate, because the Tigers won't get the chance to come back, not with the same sort of defensive record that the Dragons have got.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think, looking at all our statistics, it's not so much about the attack, it's just the getting the start right. I think the games are so close in the NRL at the moment. If you get your start right in any game, then you're going to be in it for a long way, and I know that we definitely have to concentrate on that on Saturday night.
Yeah, of course, Allianz Stadium. I mean, it's not really anybody's home ground. I mean, what is the crowd like there, Sowie? I mean, there'd probably be more Dragons fans at Allianz Stadium than there is at, at Leichhardt or Campbelltown. It's kind of a weird one.
Yeah, look, I think they're going to get a lot of Tigers fans there. The rivalry between the Dragons and the Tigers the last couple of years has really escalated. And, look, I love playing at the ground. I think, for me, it's more a traditional home ground of rugby league with all the great grand finals being played there. But, look, it's going to be a massive crowd. I think it will be hopefully one of the best crowds of the year and one of the best games of the year.
Yeah. Now, mate, obviously coming off the bench, as you mentioned a little earlier, is that going to be weird for you? I mean, you're not the best when you sit on the bench, mate. In fact, you fidget around, and I'm sure that the missus will say, and I should have probably asked her last week, but you'll be fidgeting around, you'll be chomping at the bit to get on. Is that going to be tough for you to contain that nervous energy?
Yeah, look, I don't get nervous as much as I used to anymore. I think I understand my role, and I've had a good chat to Pricey about, what I can do and bring to the team. So, look, my job's just going out there and doing what's best for the team, and at the moment it's coming off the bench and hopefully providing a little bit of spark. And look, if you look at the positives on that side of things, I'm going to get guys when they're a little bit more tired and I've done a bit of work. So, look, it's a must-win game for us Saturday night. We're looking to get our 17 best players out there, and I think we can do that.
Yeah, look, I reckon it's going to be a fantastic game. Don't forget, if you want to check it out, make sure you grab your tickets today. Allianz Stadium, 7:30 kickoff between the Tigers and the Dragons. Sowie, back real soon to get your tips for this week.
Yes, my tips this week, not my beautiful fiancée Emma.
Oh, gee whiz. I'll tell you what, she
I
did
know all the women will be disappointed with that, but she's actually in Sydney with a family matter, and she's asked me. She's actually written down her tips, so I've just got to say what she said.
Yeah, not a surprise. She did all right last week, too. We'll catch up in just a tick. Jamie Soward from the Dragons at 2ST.